Biden administration officials are fanning out across the country to tout the passage of the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill the president signed into law recently. And that's what brought Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to the former Metro Center Mall last week. He appeared alongside Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema and signed a federal grant to help fund the Northwest extension of the Valley's light rail system, which will begin at that spot. Also on hand for the signing was Valley Metro CEO Scott Smith, who spoke with our co-host Lauren Gilger after the event.
Well, we're actually starting at the current end, which is 19th Avenue and Dunlop. And this is exciting because even though it's only a mile and a half extension or just over that, it actually does two things. First of all, it jumps the I-17 freeway, which both symbolically and realistically connects light rail from the central part of Phoenix into West Phoenix. The second thing is that the end station is right in the middle of the former Metro Center Mall, which up until a year and a half or two ago was one of the major malls in the entire country, and is poised for a very exciting redevelopment and repurposing. And having a light rails transit station as the end station, literally in the middle of this exciting development, I think will create benefits for the that part of Phoenix and for the entire valley for generations to come.
So Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in town recently to announce this, to talk about this expansion, and he wanted to talk about it in the sense that this is a good example of the impact that federal money can have on these kind of big local infrastructure projects. Give us a sense of where that kind of interplay has come. It's been some matching funds, but the federal funds have been a big part of this, right?
We don't have the system that we have without the federal partnership. Just in the last year and a half, we have received $75 million in federal funds for Tempe Streetcar, over $530 million for the South Central Extension, and now $160 million for the Northwest Extension. If you do the math, I think that's well over $750 million of federal investment in our light rail system. And there's no doubt that our light rail system has changed our community. And by all objective standards, it's been an incredible success. It's created economic opportunity, ridership improvements, and we couldn't have done that without the federal involvement.
How else does Valley Metro stand to benefit from this massive infrastructure bill that was just signed by the president recently? More money, I understand, is coming.
We hope more money is coming. That'll be seen in the details, and it's not going to come tomorrow. But it is going to come over the next few years. And at Valley Metro, we define our base purpose as connecting communities and enhancing lives. And we take that very seriously. And there's no doubt that that takes money. It takes investment. It takes regional investment, local investment, and, of course, federal investment. And if the federal government is willing to step up and invest more to help us connect communities and enhance the lives of the members of our community, then we all benefit from it. So I sort of like to say that if Valley Metro succeeds, that means hopefully the community is succeeding, and we'll take whatever help we can get.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit then about what has happened to Valley Metro and to light rail in particular throughout the last almost 2 years now of the pandemic. What has ridership looked like? I understand it's been down since, obviously fewer people commuting, right?
Yeah, the pandemic has been a huge hit to public transportation, like it is to everything. As people stay home, they work from their basement office instead of their downtown office, and the entire commercial structure has been upset. We're not immune. As a matter of fact, we fared better than other areas. Our ridership at its peak or depth, I should say, dropped about 60%. We're now down about 45, 46% from pre-pandemic levels. Light rail is recovering a little bit faster than bus transportation is. We are seeing improvements. We're up over 20% on light rail ridership over last year. We still have a long way to go, and it's going to be really interesting to see how ridership and how work patterns and the economy changes over the next few years. I believe we'll go back to a new norm, and we'll see an active and vibrant ridership. We have to remember that, I get this question a lot, these investments are made for generations. They're not just a one-year or even a two- or three-year investment. They're a 30, 40, 50-year investment. And over the time, we have our ups and downs. And right now, we're in an interesting period. And I think that ridership long-term will return because I think that we will return to some sort of normal.
So ups and downs right now. We're in a down, but also an interesting moment in which to expand. Are you anticipating further expansion even as, you know, those numbers are not back up to pre-pandemic levels?
Well, I'm not sure that we will look at the numbers we have now and making decisions on how to expand. I think what we'll look at is the reality that over the next 7 to 10 years, we're going to add 1 million people to our population here in Phoenix, just like we have over the last 7 to 10 years. And that's going to require investments in transportation, all modes of transportation. We are going to have to improve our freeway system. We are going to have to improve our street system. But we're especially going to have to work on public transportation because while we add people, we're not adding real estate to our transportation portfolio. We have to figure out a way to move people more efficiently, more effectively. And that just calls for high capacity transit. And that's rail and bus rapid transit and things that can move a lot of people through a congested area. That's not gonna go down. I think people are still going to want to come to Phoenix. I think people are still going to get new jobs here and grow here and bring families here. And that means we're going to have to continue to invest in public transportation.
All right. Scott Smith, CEO of Valley Metro, joining us. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.